Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Hello, everyone. What a better way to hop back into our cadence of recording Conversations Brewing than to talk about Women's History Month, which is in the month of March. In today's episode, we are going to reflect on how being a woman has changed through me and Ravisha's perspective as what we observed as children about womanhood and like what we're experiencing now, and just talk about the overall conversation with evolution and talk about women who inspire us.
Yeah, I'm so excited to like get into it today. I feel like, you know, Women's History Month is always such an exciting time because like you like learn all these new interesting facts about women's history that I feel like a lot of people don't know. Like I saw one recently about how a woman couldn't get a credit card on her own to like the 1960s. I'll like have to look it up, but it was like pretty late in the game. And I was like, whoa, that's like crazy to think about, because that's like not that long ago if you actually think about it. Yeah. So yeah, like it's actually really nice that we're sitting here today talking about, like you said, the evolution of it and where we are today.
Even with you saying that, it makes me think about like financial freedom with women. And that is something that is such a new concept. Like even growing up, I didn't think about women as much as the ones who were building financial wealth, who were the ones managing their finances. And yes, some of that had to do with like my own household influences. But I just think societally, like we didn't think of women as ones who can build wealth and build a name and all of that. So it's been really cool and inspiring in my own way of observing that that is something that's possible.
And I think our generation specifically has seen like that shift happen. I think like in society over time, like it's really shifted where it doesn't have to be all about like the man of the household making the money, and how it can be like in like different now. It doesn't like you basically see more stay-at-home dads than moms sometimes now, right? Like it's totally, it's changing in that way.
Yeah. And the intersection too between what does it mean to be a woman and what does it mean in different like cultural contexts, I feel like that's something that has also been explored, because I used to just think of, I mean, when I was younger, as like, oh, I'm a girl, right? And like, I would just think about I'm a girl and I'm a girl like every other girl. But there's so many things that make me who I am, like my own, you know, gender identity and my sexuality and religion and whatever, and like all of those parts of us. And I feel now when we look at a woman, we don't just like look at women as a blanket, we're all the same. We look at it with all of these different components of our identity, which is also something that's new and I think is really, really cool.
I feel like today also we have a lot of good role models that are portrayed in the media too as women, and that we didn't have growing up, and at least future generations, like you know, younger than us, get to see all these different examples that I'm so glad that we're seeing now in the media that like we didn't have growing up.
Yeah. And like there are people in the media who look like us in an outside context of stereotypical roles. Like I remember that, not when I was younger, like elementary, middle school, I don't feel like there are that many South Asian people on television. But then when it started being introduced, it was always like the nerdy kid and like, you know, the same kind of role. And it didn't, and I was really excited because, okay, someone looked like me, but it's also just like, okay, that there's more expansion to who someone is. So it's been really cool with like, so even someone like Mindy Kaling, like she has been a producer in so many ways with like talking about women, but also like women of color, South Asian women, and when I think of the show, like Sex Lives of College
Yeah.
Girls, the show is so good because it shows so much of a representation of what womanhood is, and the transition into womanhood, and like so many different walks of life. And I think that it's important to talk about that, because I also think that we can grow as individuals when we see that stuff, because you think, oh, that's someone who's like me, or they have qualities that are similar to me,
Yeah.
and look at the areas they have grown, or like look at what they've been able to comp accomplish. So then we also feel more inspired.
Yeah, I'm so actually glad that you brought up that show, because like that show like kind of really showcases like these different women, like entering college and like having these like different paths of life, but then also coming together and like supporting one another. And I think like as a community of women, like that's like that should be our number one goal, like
The
all
support,
like
yeah.
supporting, like being the cheerleader. Like I think that's so important, because like when you collaborate like a woman with woman, like great things happen.
Amazing things.
Case in point,
Yeah.
Conversations Bring podcast.
Look at that.
it's like great when like you see that being shown.
And that there's such there's been in the past such a prioritization on like competition with women. And I think it's when, oh, there's these male dominated settings and there's like eight men and two women, right? Like, how can you not feel pitted against each other? And it's so great that as there's expansion of women representation, it also leads to more collaboration. I mean, unfortunately, it's been the case that it's felt like this competition, but I really had felt it yesterday. So I went to this networking event in the Hoboken area, and it was for Hoboken business owners. And I'd gone to like showcase our therapy practice, and it was so many women in business. And it was just so cool. Everybody was really kind, getting each other's numbers, names, talking about collaboration opportunities. And I just remember thinking, like, wow, this is so cool that people are really there for one another. Because I used to think in a career that it would be so just like cutthroat, and you would feel alone, and you would be like, you would be needing things to be just like, I don't know, difficult. And of course, they're difficult in a way, but it's really cool to have women who are supportive and that we can tell each other, like, you deserve more, or, you don't deserve to be treated that way, either in a relationship or by a boss, or even like, you deserve to make more money. Like, that kind of stuff, I think, is so powerful. And that can only happen when we all collaborate.
Exactly. Like that, having that communication, I feel like is so important. Like, what's the point of like, I don't know, being that person that like withholds like information, or like, doesn't want to like help someone out. I never understand that, because like we all, there's space for everyone. And I want to reiterate that by saying that like you, just because you help someone, that doesn't like push you. Like that doesn't make you be like, you're still there, no one's gonna like come in your way. And sometimes like we need to remember that, like, as a womanhood, like we're always striving to do better and like help one another out in that way.
And that when we come together, like you said, big things can happen. Have you seen the TikTok trending that was, oh my gosh, I'm gonna just find it. Give me one moment. I cannot, I'm gonna like butcher it. And it was so good. I kept seeing it was for also International Women's Day. I kept
Oh,
seeing it,
cool.
but I'm sure you've seen it. Oh, it's on Kristen Cavalier's Instagram. Now we're hearing about her boyfriend. Stop, stop. She also posted with it. That's why I remember seeing it. Where is it?
So we're gonna go about it.
Oh, it's okay. Anyway, I can't find it, but it was
Oh
like,
no, I wish
if
you
you like, oh,
found
I
it.
found it. Oh, I found it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I said, well, how hard can it be? Boys do it. And then I said, how hard can it be? Boys do it.
Like, and then the way of, not to shit on guys, but that like we were told for so many years, that's for a boy, that's for a boy. Like, whenever I would think about even like financial stuff. And I mean, some of my family is still like a bit rooted in gender roles, but like I was back home around the holiday time and I was talking to my dad, who, he like is a bit more traditional. And I was talking about finances and like financial health. And he was like, well, that's for the boy to figure out. Like, just let Raj take care of that. And I love that trending audio because I feel so many of us were told, either with like money or career or like whatever, that it's like, well, boys can do it. Like, you don't have to. But when you think about it, okay, boys can do it. So like, we can do it, instead of it being limiting.
And I feel like when someone tells us no, or like that, or tells us that we can't do something, We want to prove them wrong so
Wrong.
bad that we're
If
like,
you
well,
say I
watch
can't do
me.
it, yeah, you're sure as hell gonna know. I'm gonna freaking try to do it then because what?
Exactly. Because, like, we like to be challenged and we like to prove people wrong to show them that, like, we're not just like someone that's like not significant. Like, we can put in the work and like make things happen. And I think that's also, I want to touch base a little bit more on too, like, in terms of like career aspirations and being able to like have a career and then also, have a family and stuff. Like, we've been seeing a lot more of that recently. You can do it all. No one can stop you, basically. Like, we are like women are like superwoman, like being able to juggle like a career, kids, a family. We've been seeing that in society now for a while that it can be done.
And that women can do hard things. Like that was the thing, right? Like, yeah, working and having a child and managing other things and like whatever women choose to do is hard. Heck yeah, it's hard, but like
Of
women
course.
can do it, you know? And I think there's been so much that's pushed many people back or pulled people back thinking they cannot do it. And like, even my growing up, I didn't think I could work and have kids. Like, I always was like, oh, when I have kids, I'm gonna stop working. Like, I never thought that. But now it's like we really have redefined success. And I think a lot of it also has to do with your influences because I do have some friends who, like my mom had stayed home with me. She was working and then she took time off to stay home while my brother and I were growing up, and then she went back to work. So for me, my influence was having my mom be at home. But then like for some of my friends who their moms work, they always were like, oh, I can work and be at home. So I just think the expansion of who we are around too can be really inspiring because I'm really inspired by the ways my mom was hands-on with us and like stayed home. But that's given me this thing of like, I want to be there and stay home in these certain ways. And I also want to work. And so it can help us the more people that we have surrounding us that we can then be, we can like see a aspects of each of their lives that they have done and then put that all together to create what we want.
Yeah, 100%. And like to kind of go back to what you said, to be like, my mom was a working mom. And so, like, yeah, I was one of those people that thought, like, I will, even if I have kids, I'll be working. But I think what changes and what versus what my mom did is like handle it both, like, equally, I guess.
To like spread it out in a different kind of way. And I think that it's really great we can feel empowered and also just like redefine our timelines, even like for people like that don't want to have children. I really appreciate that our generation has started to be more of a generation that talks about it and is like, I have friends and clients who are like, I don't want to have children, and that we can start to take that into our own hands as women. Like, that is such a powerful decision to step outside of a cultural and societal norm and do something that you want. And that's not insinuating that people who want to have kids are only doing it because of societal norms, but it just really as a woman is so cool that if we want to work, we go and work. If we want to have a child, we can have a child. If we don't want to have a child, then we don't have a child. Like that there's not this cookie cutter way that you have to live life, which I think so many of us grew up thinking that there is.
It's empowering to have your own voice and like your own opinion and not do what everyone like expects you to do. Like you should, if you want to have kids, you should, there should be a reason why you want to have kids, not because like you think that you need to. Or,
Totally.
like there's like always, I think, or like I believe that like society sometimes like puts a lot of these like pressures on us because of the norms, but like ultimately, like it's your decision in your life about what you're gonna do. So
And that we have to be the ones to challenge those norms. And I just like think about it when we challenge the norms and we are more intentional about what we want to do. We also just inspire future generations. Like they can think, oh, wow, I can do this. Or they have a choice. Like you don't have to do exactly what somebody else is doing, but you can look at aspects of what they're doing and think, oh, I would like to do this one aspect of them. And then you can, integrate that in your own way. We don't have to like copy and paste. And that's a cool thing that I think womanhood now is a lot more. It's still individual in the way we can choose what we want, but then it still goes back to this community point that we're trying to support one another. It's just like a really nice balance of the two.
I agree. And I think culturally too, like being South Asian, that comes with its own like layers too about how being a woman is like a burden to the family and a son is like what carries on the family name. Personal experience like coming from a family with only girls and like no brothers. We've always been like, I don't get it. Like, why does it matter that like I don't have any brothers, and like who cares? My sisters and I are enough for my parents. Like, clearly, like they weren't really bothered by it. And so, like, there's always like family in India. I think up until like about to be teenagers, like there was always family in India, like telling my mom to like try to have another kid in case it's like a boy. And my mom would be like, "You're crazy."
There was so much of this emphasis on like, oh, what it is to be a girl. And it already like started off being so limiting. Like I felt that too in comparison to my brother, even though he's younger than me. It's just like you feel the limitations. And I feel there's a lot of narratives around like people who have all, parents and who have all girls, like around like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. When it's like, no, think about how much potential there is that there's so many women and
It's
that.
like, it's like they're trying to give you like sympathy for it, but no.
No, we don't want that sympathy. We want to be empowered. And, I think that just like we think with that narrative, there's not much you can do. And it was actually interesting because I was at, so like we had so much for Women History or yeah, Women History Month. So 2 weeks ago, I was at another like summit thing and I was talking to one of the women there and we were talking about just like money and finances and like what we charge and XYZ. And I was saying that and she paused and she looked at me and she's like, you should charge way more. You should make more money. Like you should charge more. And I was like, what? Like, but I like paused with that because you're talking about building wealth and having what you're worth, you know what I mean? And like getting that money. And I was really like, I've never been told that as a woman of like, you should charge more. You should try to make more money. Like you're deserving of that. Because I just always grew up seeing like, oh, like the man takes care of that, like women. So it was really an interesting experience because it like challenged a lot of my inner stuff. I don't even think I fully like processed that experience. I still like was like, ha, thank you. Sure. And then moved on. But like it really has stuck with me because it's just like it's not a narrative we think as women. Like we think like, oh, stay small, do what you're supposed to do, like stay in these small roles. But that, it's so powerful because this woman said it to me in passing. Like I don't think she realized how impactful that was because I was like,
Like
oh my God, no
it's
one
you're
told
still
me that.
thinking about it like a week
Yeah, like
later.
no one said that. When have we told a woman like you should make more money or you should take more time off for yourself? You should practice more self-care. Like you should say no to certain things. Like, you should put yourself first. We don't say those kind of things to women. We just assume that they need to be very sacrificial. And look, like I think we definitely have a lot of empathy, especially the two of us, and we can be, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we can't strive for other things. Like it really makes you think about how to get out of that box. But I think what we do and to get out of the box is like other women lift other women up.
I agree, and I'm glad you share that again because like her telling you that, even like you said, like she probably like said it in passing, it had some, it like left you with thinking about more and thinking about like more of your potential and more of like what you can be doing. And like sometimes you just need to hear that. You need like someone else to tell you that more so than like you thinking it yourself. So it's like, I think like kind of like the theme of this episode is just to be like encouraging, like always we think about like the people in like especially the women in your community and like how you can like hype them up more and like encourage them more and support them more because believe it or not like it feels nice to hear it sometimes. I know that we're all like doing our best every day and like getting the things done, but for someone to just like tell you like very quickly like you got this and you can do well, you can do more, like I know you can, like means so much.
So much. And just like that you don't that we don't recognize it because people don't say it. And so we need to stop and tell people that more. Like I was like, whoa, this woman said this to me and I need to do things too. There's a lot of people that I'm like, you have so much potential. Like I'm so proud of you. You deserve to take more time off. Like you should go, I don't know, get that massage. Like you should do whatever it is that we need to inspire one another to do that because so many of us who grew up thinking like we can't do that. It's not part of like the realm of what we can achieve. And so it's really like redefining. I keep thinking back to like it's redefining, rewiring, and like totally just like
Rewiring,
shifting the internal narratives that we have around all of it.
I agree. Shifting that perspective is so important. Like, I think sometimes too, like, we are led to think that, like, we aren't enough compared to a man. And so we always try to, like, overcompensate, maybe, or, like, try and ways to, like, prove ourselves. But it's like, once you're through the door, you've already proven yourself. And, like, you shouldn't let that, like, get in your head. I think that's one of the things, like, we need to be more confident in ourselves and like make sure that, we're like in the room for a reason.
Yes, and to remember that all the time. Yeah. And last year when I gone to again, oh my gosh, it's just I swear by this, it's like I'm just when I'm in inspirational places with women, it like sticks in my head. It sounds like I go to like a ton of these things. I swear I don't. But when I went last May to like that Dear Media conference, the founder, someone had asked her a question being like, how do you deal with people, especially men, underestimating you, like as a woman? And she was like, I let them underestimate me. Like, go ahead and underestimate me, because like the energy that I'm putting trying to prove to them that I'm worthy of being here is energy that I could do making an impact. You know what I mean? Like, some people will never, they'll never fully be, like, look at you and be like, oh yeah, she's deserving of being there. But as long as you know you're deserving of being there, like that's all that matters. And that it's okay, let people underestimate you, but as long as you know in your heart that like you are deserving of being in that space, then that's all that matters. It doesn't, we don't need the approval of other people.
I'm really glad that you said that, because I feel like oftentimes, and maybe like I do think of this, like I'm always like not like I'm always like unsure of myself a little bit because I'm always like trying to like seek approval from like people around me. And so, but honestly, I think it's a more of you have to back yourself up. Like if you
Yeah.
don't back yourself up, like no one will back you. And
Totally.
it's like a constant reminder that I have to tell myself, because I don't know, like some it's hard not to like feel like 100% confident and ready to go, but you just need to like feel that, and then things it will happen for you.
Yeah, and to do it anyways, like no matter what, even if it's like you feel like you're not good enough, you are. You might not feel it, but I promise you are. And do it, like keep doing it. And also to like surround yourself with people who tell you that you are amazing. Like there is the, I just feel like the biggest thing that also supports me are like friendships, but also like mentors. Like there's something about this stage of life. Like I think, you know, whatever, and like 20s and 30s and like these transformative places where I recognize like the importance of having people that inspire you, like mentors, has been so cool. It's like women who right now who are in their careers like 10, 15, more like 15, 20, 30 years past me, but like spending time with them and being like, how do you manage being a mom and manage for me, like being a therapist, like having those people have been really helpful. And you know, think we can like look at people in these different ways and be inspired. Like as long as we're surrounding ourselves with people who are inspiring us, like we're always going to keep moving forward.
It's like when you're talking to others and like someone that's more experienced than you and like has gone through it helps so much to like be in conversation with them. And like, it's almost like they're letting you know that, hey, it's gonna be okay. I know you're trying to figure it out, but like you will. And again, it's like something you just need to hear and like have someone to talk with.
Like keep going. You're gonna be do you're doing what you're supposed to, even if you don't feel like it, to just keep moving forward. Because I think a lot of the time as women, where we feel like you had said, like, oh, I'm not good enough, and then we stop, or like, oh, is this space too, I don't know, like male dominant for me, and I stop,
It's
or is this like,
intimidating.
yeah, we think, oh, I shouldn't, but like you know, they said in that interview back in May, is like, let people underestimate you. Maybe people will always be like, yeah, you're not worthy of the seat at the table, but like then you know, you make another freaking table and you put other women there. Like, I don't know, but don't give up and to keep doing that. You know, as we're saying this, I'm like, wow, I needed to hear this message for myself. Like, I'm like saying it, and I'm like, girl, look in the mirror and go do those things you've been
I'm like, you can do it. Be uncomfortable.
doing. Like, we have to put ourselves out there and like let know our potential. I think like when we know that women can achieve anything, and to take the time, right? Like take the time for the self-care, take the time to reflect, take the time to take the day off, like whatever it looks like. And also don't be afraid to reach further. Like don't be afraid to try to go for the promotion, or don't be afraid to go and try to make more money. Like don't be afraid to do any of those things.
Yeah, always like think that there's always like more, not like there's always more, but more so that if you feel like you can grow more and like there's more room for you to grow, then keep doing it. It's not gonna be the easiest path, but it's like something you'll be like appreciative that you did for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. I just feel so inspired now after
I know.
talking about
Now I
this.
want to like go in bullet journal, not bullet journal, you bullet journal, but like
Yeah.
I just write in a notebook. It's really gibberish, but like I'll be like, la la, like Ravisha's notebooks and journals are very beautiful and the writing is great and it's in really beautiful gel pens and whatever. And mine is just like literal chicken scratch, but you know what gets the job
But
done for both of us?
hey, at the end of the day, it's like the same thing, you
Yeah,
know,
like
at
gets the
least.
job done. It does what it needs.
Yeah, which like also I just wanna like, I don't know, kind of like footnote in there. Like sometimes like reflection is like the best thing you can do for yourself, and you don't need like a fancy journal or fancy pens to like write down what's going on
Yeah.
in our crazy minds. Take a scratch piece of paper and just start writing, and it feels
So
very
good.
liberating.
Yeah, like so cathartic. And you just
Yeah.
like let everything out because it's in, when it's in your head and you externalize it in some kind of a way, it also gives you just different perspective because you
It
take it like
does.
from inside your mind. I know it's like figuratively, but it also is kind of literally like you take it from inside of your mind outside of you, and then you can just have some distance between it.
100%. And honestly, that's kind of like teasing one of the things that we do want to talk about. And it's like, which it's going to be a future episode, but just like journaling prompts in case anyone is like interested to learn more about
Yeah.
that. Which keep a lookout for that
Yep.
episode.
Because then you can integrate it with our identities of women and then journal prompts and all of the things up above.
Go womanhood. I'm so appreciative that we have this whole month that is celebrating women. You know, if there's someone in your circle that you want to like lend an encouraging word out to, I would highly recommend to do so. It'd probably make their day.
Yeah. Don't forget to inspire those around you and also to say the ways that you appreciate them.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.